Now time for our Perry LeCompton locker room chat. Brandon Tabman with you. We're joined now by Cause girls basketball coach, as we are each and every week. That is Joey Franzetta, brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry, also Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Coach, midseason tournament recap. Here we go. You guys took part in the Jefferson County North tournament last week. You guys make it to the third place game, and you play a tight game with Atchison, but the Phoenix ultimately get that win by one. You beat Atchison County in the first round, lose to a good Rossville team in that semifinals before that third place game against Atchison. Just the overall outlook and landscape and takeaways, you know, from those three games in the midseason tournament last week.
It was a good tournament. It's a good tournament. I like that tournament. They do a lot of fun things and do a good job of hosting it and everything. But, kind of going into any of those tournaments, you're kind of hoping to get obviously on the winner side of the bracket, which we accomplished. And then over there, you know, hopefully play for a championship or wrap up third. So you're either going 3-0 or 2-1. And, you know, obviously fell a little short on that. But I mean, it is good. I mean, we picked up a kid with an injury against Rossville, and that kind of changed the game. Is I kind of think I mentioned it last week, is kind of like almost flip-flopped of our game that we played against them a couple weeks ago. So kind of unique to play the same team twice in 7 days or twice in 5 days, however long it was. So and then, you know, Atchison just kind of a weird situation with moving the game up, and I mean, we weren't prepared. I did an awful job of getting them ready to go and getting them ready to go play. So I'm obviously kind of back to the drawing board. Good news is we have a lot of practice week with no midseason game, so we're able to rest a little bit. Obviously getting some stuff taken care of on our side, and then got to really worry about a good, really, really good Hiawatha team coming up on Friday.
Yeah, we'll get to them in a moment, but, you know, a couple sophomores playing well for you last week, earning all tournament team honors, Emmy Reed, Tatum Kalovich. Talk about those two. What'd you like? What'd you see from them throughout the week?
Man, Emmy's been solid. She's been super steady. I think the thing with her, she's kind of finding her niche right now with the team. I think she's just playing really well because she's kind of in a clumped up group of point guards, but we play them all quite a bit and basically star all three of them at when we can. But she's just doing a good job of doing all the little things. And the thing that I was really impressed with her basically this whole week is she played last week at JCN. She played super smart. She kind of at the beginning of the season had a little bit of a foul problem, but she's playing really well right now, scoring, distributing when she needs to, rebounding when she needs to. I mean, the good thing about her is she can help us in a lot of different areas, and she's really doing a good job of picking and choosing which areas that she needs to help us with. And with Tatum, man, she's got about as high of a ceiling as any kid I've had since I've been here. You're talking about a tall, super skilled kid, and you know, sometimes has some trouble putting it all together, but man, I mean, when you see some flashes and you're like, holy cow, man, this kid's going to be special. This kid's going to be good. And then we have the other days where it's like kind of back to a learning experience, but kind of like you said, they're both only sophomores. So there's a lot of growth, and I'm super proud. And I think when it's all said and done between them, and you even add Kaylin into the group, I can't imagine very many freshmen that I'm going to coach as many games and from their freshman year to their senior year, how many games I'm going to be able to coach them on the varsity level. So, but yeah, just super proud of all their improvement and especially their commitment outside of basketball season to get good. I know they both put a ton of effort and a ton of time into playing in the summer and going to workouts and everything like that. So they deserve everything that they've gotten honor wise. So I'm really proud of both of them.
Yeah. And you mentioned the extra practice time, no Tuesday game this week, getting you set for a road trip to Hiawatha on Friday, which we'll have on KNCA, but this Red Hawks team coming off their first loss of the season, you know, to a very good 4A Rock Creek team, you know, at the Thunder Classic in the championship game. So they're motivated to get back on track. One of the best teams in the league. You go to their place Friday night, kind of the expectations for this one.
Man, they're good. It's kind of weird because you didn't really know what to expect from them coming into the season because, I mean, obviously they lost the Contreras kid, which was, if I'm not mistaken, I believe she was an all-league kid. So you always kind of wonder kind of how teams are going to react to that. And, I mean, they couldn't have reacted better. I mean, they're not a big team by any means. You look at them and you're like, this team's 13-1, but holy cow, they are active. They are scrappy. They are, I mean, anything that you want to have as a basketball team, they got kids that can score. They got kids that rebound. I mean, and they're just sneaky. Their hands are everywhere. They get a ton of deflections. They get a lot of steals. They're solid. They're very rarely out of position. And they play super confident on offense. They do a lot of good stuff. So Coach Jasper is doing, man, I mean, I know we don't vote on a coach of the year or anything, but man, she's got to be up there with a coach of the year candidate for whatever class. That she's done an amazing job up there. No discredit to any other coaches in our league, but I mean, the turnaround that they've had and kind of the ascension they've had since she's taken over the last couple of years has been really good. And obviously we're going to have to play really well. We're going to obviously be down a little bit, but with some kids, but it doesn't no excuses for us. We got to go out there, and I could really care less on the five that we put out there at any given time. They know the expectation, and I know we'll be ready to go compete. I know our girls are going to be ready to get a bad taste out of their mouth after our JCN tournament. So it was good to have this week of practice, though, and we're looking forward to going up there and seeing what we can do against a really, really good Hiawatha team.
Yeah, we're excited for it on Friday on KNZA. That's Joey Franzetta, Perry LeCompton girls basketball coach. Again, coming off fourth place finish at the JCN tournament. A couple of days off this week. They'll go to Hiawatha on Friday. Again, we'll have it on KNZA. Coach, thanks again. Appreciate it. We'll see you on Friday.
Awesome. See you Friday. Thank you.